When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly.
How are you? Thank you for talking to us here this morning.
Sure. I would like to get your take on this guy that I met.
Okay.
We'll call him Mitch. I met him at a brewery, and we started talking, and eventually we went out on a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I wind up back at his place, and he's got a map of the world on the wall, and it's full of pins.
That's kind of cool.
And, yeah, I was pretty impressed, and I asked him if he had been to all these places.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I travel a lot. That's my thing. I mean, he had pins in Iceland, Brazil, Chile, Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia.
Wow.
I mean, dozens of places in Europe and Fiji. And I was really impressed because he knew all about them. And I figured if you can afford those trips, you must have your act together, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a safe assumption. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
impressive.
Expensive. Yeah. And so I'm back at the brewery we met at, and I was telling a girl I know there, you know, about how much Mitch has traveled all over the world. It's so cool. And she said, oh, you saw the map in his living room with all the pins.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then get this. She said, that's all fake. He puts a bunch of pins in that map, and then he Googles the country so he can talk about it. He's been to, like, Florida and Ohio.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Listen, I don't know if you've been to Ohio at this time of year. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful this
yes,
time of year.
Very
so,
exotic. Yes. Okay,
well, that's
so
fine,
you're,
but this is not international travel.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the problem. Mitch is a cool guy, and we vibed the first few times we went out. I like him, but I'm pretty weirded out that he lied about this, or so my friend says.
Right.
And the fact she knows about the map, too. I mean, is this a big enough red flag to end it, or is it just a clever way to start a conversation? I mean, it's a conversation. My girlfriends are screaming red flag, but I'm on the fence, so... Mm. What do you guys think?
Well, okay, so, yeah, that's a pretty big thing to lie about, like saying you've been all those places. He could have easily said, I want to go to those places.
Yeah.
Like, those are my bucket list places that I want to go to. But to literally research and pretend like you've already been there just
when
to impress people when you haven't is not a... That's not a great quality. And what else would he lie about then?
No, that's what I'm thinking, because it's the lying. I mean, of course, why can't – we're young. We can aspire to go to all these places.
Right.
Why not be honest about that? Like, what else is he lying about in terms of his identity or history?
Right. Because you're not getting to know the real him. If he's, like, painting himself as this, like, well-traveled, you know, interesting person –
Mm-hmm.
I get that he's trying to come off as that to impress you, but you know, he's kind of painting a false picture of who he is.
Yeah. No, I get why, you know, you're having some hesitation about that, because then it's like, all right, well, what else
are
do
you
I
not telling
know
the truth about?
About?
Yeah.
Right, right. What else do I not know? Right. Well, Tracy, we've already got several people texting us, so, you know, we'll try to at least give you some perspective maybe and direction on how to approach this.
I think
with,
your instincts are right here, though.
Quote Mitch, if that is his real name. No, and I know it's not. You put it in quotes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, hang in there, okay?
Okay. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
You know, I like Terry's suggestion via text. Said she should just ask him to show her pictures of from those locations. Like, oh, I want to learn more about Fiji.
Will you
send me some pictures? I just want to see, like, the landscape of Fiji and
who
stuff like that.
Goes to these places and doesn't take
a
ton
photo.
Of pictures. You got to do it for the gram, right? Catherine said, yeah, it's a red flag. Just you asking if it is one should tell you it is. Women continue to try to justify a red flag because he's a nice guy, or other than that, just stop. No, this isn't, wouldn't it be funny to tell our kids someday kind of thing. Be better than that for your future self. It's a few dates. You aren't invested. Tell him you want him to be more than he is, but he won't be ever. Move on.
Do you think she has the conversation like, hey, I heard that these are... I was so intrigued by your map with pins in the world of where you went. Are you, and then almost give him an opportunity to correct himself.
Yeah.
Like are you sure you've been to all those places?
Right.
And then if he doubles down and is like, yeah, I've been to them, and be like, okay, see, this is weird because I've heard that you've not been to any of them. Like, does she have that conversation?
I feel like maybe she does because...
maybe it's a learning moment for him.
Yes. Then he would stop putting on this fake persona and maybe be able to start showing people who he really is and find a real relationship.
And she could then even say, look, I thought you were really cool until this.
Right.
And now this is bad because we're not going to have a chance to see what happens.
I'm thrown off by the fact that you felt like you needed to create this fake background for yourself to come off as more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. If you have experience with something like this, we'd love to hear that. 795-1997. I also want to know, what's the weirdest thing you discovered when you went to his place?
Okay. So did you find something that could be alarming other than a map of pins of places that you say you've been and you haven't?
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So 795-1997. We'll take your stories. I don't know what's weirder, the catfish or this other story of the weirdest thing you've seen at your partner's place when you visited for the first time. 99.7 DJX. Now, listen, we're in the middle of group therapy. We're wrapping up Tracy, who was having a little bit of, I guess she was on the fence because her guy, Mitch, kind of lied, or so she thought. She didn't really have proof, I guess, about a map of the world in his apartment, in his place, that has a bunch of pins on it.
He says he's traveled a lot. It's his thing. And then she goes and talks to a girl at the brewery where she met him. And he's like, oh, did he show you the map? Yeah, he's never been to those places. He's been to like Florida and Ohio.
Right.
So then Shannon's like, you didn't ask your friend how she knows about the map? Ask if she dated him? Ask how she knows it's a lie? And you didn't ask him either? Why can't people have conversations? Well, then we wouldn't have a segment.
Yeah, well, then there's that too. Todd.
Two things I want to kind of throw out there. Can she just not have a conversation with him about it and say, hey, I've heard that you haven't been to these places? Are we that soft now that we can't have that kind of conversation? And two, did her girlfriend actually hear it from somebody else or from him?
Oh, because yeah. Is it hearsay or does she have real knowledge?
True. That is true. Yeah.
You know, because like if she's maybe went on a date with this guy and it ended badly, is she trying to badmouth him and she doesn't want anybody else to go out with him?
That is true.
You know, we don't know the whole story behind that part of it. So just a couple things that popped in my head when I was thinking
yeah,
about
it. I like that you are one of the few that are kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt, the innocent until proven guilty,
yeah,
sort
we're all
of.
Like red flag, liar!
I know.
It's so easy to say red flag all the time and, you know, and maybe he's not gone to every place, but maybe he's gone to a few of them.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. A lot of people are like, picture didn't happen, you know?
Right, exactly. Like, ask for pictures.
Yeah, pictured. I mean, like, proof.
Hey, I was thinking about how you were telling me you've been to all these places.
I've never been.
Like, I'd love to see your pictures.
Right, right,
photo
exactly.
Albums. You have to have photo albums,
exactly.
Right?
Now, there's a listener who texted in and said she didn't even owe him an explanation at this early in the dating stage. I mean, she could just literally just peace out.
Right.
Ghost him. So, Tracy, yeah, I think there's definitely you either have a conversation with this guy or you don't. But I think maybe you just move on.
Well, there could be some validity, though, if, you know, what's the motivation behind the girl, you know, saying, oh, he's made all that up? Like, are we for sure she's telling the truth? So I think we do need to, I think the best way to do
pictures,
that, ask for pictures.
Pictures,
yeah.
Pictures.
If
pictures.
He doesn't have any pictures from any of those locations
then,
of him there,
yeah.
Then that might be
that's just
an
yet
indication.
Another red yeah. flag to pin in his map.
Exactly. You don't go to those places without taking lots of photos.
All right. So what's the strangest thing that you've ever discovered at your partner's place when you went over for the first time? Shannon said, I dated a guy for a month. He invited me to his house, and there were gallon jugs sitting everywhere in his house, like half empty, and some had brown-looking water in them.
Brown water in jugs?
I never asked him about them. I made an excuse that I just had to leave.
Oh, my gosh. I would ask. I mean, if they're sitting out. You can't, like, not ask. Hey, what's with all the brown water and jugs?
Bethany says, my husband had zombie posters and a whole wall of the Walking Dead collector's action figures in his living room when we met.
Oh, wow.
Not my taste.
Okay.
But it did make for a good paycheck when he sold them all on eBay a year later. Go. So there you go. That's good. Catfish. I went over to my boyfriend's place and there was a large catfish in the bathtub.
A catfish, like a real catfish?
Yeah.
In the bathtub?
He told me that he and his family will fatten them and purify them for a few days before eating it.
Oh, wow.
And they showered with it.
Oh, God. I'm out.
But this one may be the most weird thing to discover when you go over to your partner's house for the very first time. An ex of mine had converted her loft space into a spare room, which her ex-boyfriend moved into after they had split up.
Oh, wow.
They were not
roomies
living
now?
They were not living together prior to the split.
Wait a second. When they were dating, they weren't living together. They break up and they move in together?
Yeah, I always found that a bit weird.
That was weird.
Because he had to go into her bedroom and pull down the loft ladder to access his own room.
Okay, that's just bizarre.
And you wonder why we're exes. That is wild.
It's just... That's the strangest arrangement ever. Yeah, we're not going to date anymore. You want to live together?
Yeah, exactly. All right, some good calls there. All right, thank you. That is group therapy.